4 years have passed since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, but a good story can be an instant reminder of how everything got really crazy really quickly. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two great new books about life during COVID. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Earlier this year, Emma Snyder and Hannah Fenster of the Ivy Bookshop were raving about a pandemic book I had somehow missed, though it was picked as one of the best books of 2022 by The Times, NPR, The New Yorker, and a bunch of others. It's called Joan is Okay, and the author is Weike Wang. Joan is a 30-something ICU doctor at a busy New York City hospital who seems like she's somewhere on the spectrum, not unlike the heroines of Lessons in Chemistry and Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine. Joan's Chinese parents came to the United States to secure the American dream for their children, but once Joan and her brother Fang were launched, they decided they would go back to China. Since then, Joan's life is her work, and that's fine with her. But then her beloved father suddenly dies and her mother returns to America to visit her kids. She only plans to stay a month, but unfortunately that month is March 2020, and no one will be doing what they planned. As Pico Iyer pointed out in his review, rarely has cross-cultural bewilderment been rendered more hilariously or with such understated poignancy. 34 authors contributed to 14 Days, a lively collaborative work of fiction sponsored by and benefiting the Authors Guild. Styled as an unclaimed manuscript found in New York's Lost Property Office, the narrative within is set on the rooftop of a six-floor walk-up with the farcical name of the Fernsby Arms, a decaying crapshack tenement that should have been torn down long ago. The lively frame story, penned by author Douglas Preston in the persona of Yesenia Grigorescu, the building's super, links together 14 chapters with several stories in each. It tracks the progress of early quarantine in New York City, with death counts, mask reports, and commentary about the Cheeto-in-Chief. From a notebook left by her predecessor, Yessie knows the tenants by evocative nicknames, the Lady with the Rings, Amnesia, Eurovision, Hello Kitty, the Poet, Vinegar, and so forth. They all come up to the roof at 7 p.m. to participate in the Huzzah for Health Workers, which was a nightly ritual during Manhattan's lockdown, then settle into the routine of sharing stories. One is constantly flipping to the back matter to see who wrote what. Though not all the authors are household names, plenty are. Emma Donahue, Dave Eggers, Diana Gabaldon, John Grisham, Erica Jong, Tommy Orange, Scott Turow, Luis Alberto Urrea, Meg Wolitzer, and more. Day one gets off to a great start, with stories from Merenguero's daughter and the therapist, actually Maria Hinojosa and Celeste Ng. Anchored in Dominican and Chinese culture, respectively, these stories introduce a theme of diversity that is one of the joys of the book. There are ghost stories, a war story, many tales of betrayal and revenge, and a report on Shakespeare's plague experience by scholar James Shapiro. As the Kirkus reviewer pointed out, the best parts of 14 Days are good fun, and the others are easy to skip.
The books are Joan is Okay by Weike Wang and 14 Days, edited by Margaret Atwood and Douglas Preston. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.